Shell Oil is adapting its Beaufort Sea offshore drilling plans to address public concerns about the pace and size it originally proposed. The plan has been the subject of litigation in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Pete Schlaby, Shell's general manager for Alaska, says the company spent a lot of time listening to North Slope residents before cutting its plans in half.
We've had a lot of good cooperation, I think, in putting this together. I think our relationships with the communities has really improved, and their concerns are legitimate, and we need to look at this for the longer term. So, sometimes you need to go slow to go fast, or sometimes you need to go slow to start, and we're clearly willing to do that, and we've taken a lot of good input from the community, and we'll plan on working with them on this.
The new plan for Camden Bay off the Beaufort Sea near the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge calls for drilling two wells with one rig during 1 year of exploration instead of the four wells and two rigs over 3 years originally proposed. Schlaby says while Shell is pulling in its horns on the original plan, that doesn't indicate there were problems with it. He says the company and regulatory agencies have spent millions of dollars reviewing scientific data relating to the project that has been acquired over the past 30 years.
We need to be very clear about what we're doing. We are really doing this and making these adjustments in our plans to address some of the concerns that the stakeholders have expressed. And, you know, the offshore is new, and so we're definitely willing to reach out and have a solution that would work for everybody. But it is based on science, and it's in no way, shape, or form an admission that any of the work that had been done previously was rushed or inadequate. It was adequate.
He says Shell has been getting public feedback on the new exploration plan from stakeholders for the past 3 months and says they have gotten positive responses. The new plan is due to be filed with the Federal Mineral Management Services by the end of the week.